Welcome to the Intuitive Career Classes. I'm Kay Randall May, a professional intuitive, medical intuitive consultant and healer. I've been in this profession for over 25 years, and it's such a great pleasure to meet you and to have a chance to help you as you develop your career as well. These classes are meant to be very practical. I'll be tailor-making them for you, looking at where you are in the life history of your own career. Are you in the very early stages, where maybe you're gaining confidence and just seeing where you want to go with it, perhaps recognizing your abilities and the things that draw you to this field from early childhood? Think about my early childhood. It's growing up in Phoenix, Arizona. And my grandmother was my mentor. She was a natural clairvoyant. She taught me from the time I was very small how to use my own second sight. We played a lot of games. We did a lot of exercises, and I didn't even know at the time that what we were doing was developing my imagination and my ability to access higher guidance. In our class, we're going to be discussing how you were taught as a child, and maybe since then, how you have developed your abilities and how you've expanded upon those. I call this the cultivation time in our careers, when we plant the seeds and nurture them so that they develop and grow. Now, a lot of us have been influenced by things we were taught from the time we were little, and we don't even know or realize what those influences are. In this class, we'll be talking a great deal about them and about how your life right now as an intuitive and as a healer is shaped by those early impressions. At some point in your life, you have been empowered or will be empowered to move ahead with your career. And I would like to share with you just a little bit about that happened, how that happened to me. It was 1973, and I was pregnant with my second child. And during this time, I didn't have in my mind at all very much about intuitive development. I was playing the part of a mother, of a toddler, and of course, being very pregnant with my child, I was very much involved with home activities. Now, I was in an Edgar Cayce study group and studying healing and scripture and dreams, but I certainly was not thinking about intuitive development at the time. I had some dreams spontaneously, which indicated to me that my work would soon begin. And in these dreams, I was also taught to see the human energy field called the aura. Ever since that time, that ability and those awarenesses have grown and become a major part of my life. And in this class, I would like to share with you how that has happened. You also, at some point, either have been empowered or will be empowered to move ahead to develop and use your abilities. And so I'd like to help you as you begin your practice, and if you've already begun it, how you can expand it. We will be talking about some ancient ways that people have used their intuition in our culture. But we'll also be talking about modern applications and modern roles and modern careers. Now, there are many different titles for these careers. People call themselves by many different professional names. For instance, I like to refer to myself as an intuitive consultant, but I'm also a medical intuitive, and I'm also a healer. We'll look at what you prefer to call your career and maybe help you decide on a different way of referring to yourself. I'd like to consider in the class such practical details as the cards we use, the business cards and the brochures, what you want to put on those and how you want to distribute them, maybe even the format of your advertising materials. Also be looking at how to attract more clients to your business. through classes and workshops and retreats, and through other products that you might want to develop. Many of the people in our profession have their own divinatory cards, or they might have even a whole system of intuitive or higher guidance. Whatever you're drawn to do, I want to encourage you to use your creativity and to consider some ways of marketing. Marketing and sales are really a very important part of our career, because in order to be effective as an intuitive and a healer, you must really think of yourself as an entrepreneur. That doesn't mean that you have to work in isolation. You might find yourself employed maybe by a bookstore or a metaphysical center, maybe in a healing clinic. You don't have to be working in isolation. But in the class, we will look at different ways that you might like to interface with your clients. Now, some people are already in careers like massage therapy or naturopathy or even counseling, where they are dealing with clients on a daily basis and they feel comfortable with that. There's no reason for these people to think about working as an intuitive in any different way or any vastly changed setting. But perhaps you are in a career that's different. You might be working as I was when I began my intuitive career. I was working as a biologist, and therefore in a much different setting. I had to learn that it was more comfortable for me to see clients in person, or perhaps look at seeing them on the telephone. It's very important for you to work out your own personal style, and you and I will be able to interface and talk and be able to explore what style would be most comfortable for you. However you choose to work, it's also very important for you to be sensitive to how you can grow your practice. Eventually, you'll probably want to teach or give workshops or maybe even give retreats. Whatever you choose to do, we can talk about it in class, and we can talk about ways to advertise, effective strategies for spreading the word about your services and about what you provide. Once you have taught for a while, you'll probably want to do some writing and publication. We can discuss magazine articles and other ways for you to get your word out. Books are certainly an option, and you may wish to consider whether you want to publish them yourself, as I have my book, The Intuitive Career, or if you want to also approach an outside publisher, as I did with my first book, Pray Together Now, How to Find or Form a Prayer Group. There are advantages to both, and we will certainly discuss those. Also, once you have your book, you're going to want to have interviews. So we'll consider the press kit and how you can get yourself out into the world of media. You might even find that you attract enough attention from the media in order to have maybe a program or at least regular appearances on radio or television. These things are not out of the possibility, and certainly there are precedents for them. In any case, I want you to feel comfortable with intuition and healing and with how this whole profession is growing in our culture today. We'll look at ethics, and we'll look at how to promote in ways that really improve the professionalism of the entire field. I'm so glad to meet you, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to learn more about you, to learn more about your goals, and perhaps to be of help to you as you achieve them.